This is Kareem Taylor for Promax BDA's Daily Brief Podcast, and I am here today with Jason Covey, who is Executive Vice President of Business Development at Covell Fuller. How'd you get this job?
Oh man, it's a long, winding road. I've been in the games industry now for about 18 years. I started off on the agency side, doing some public relations. From there, transitioned over to the publishing side, spent about 10 years marketing games on both the brand and product side of the business, did everything from console games to mobile games, and touched just about every facet of the business. And about 10 years ago, when the economy was sort of circling the drain, I saw an opportunity as publishers were starting to shrink in size on the marketing side of things, and I knew that outsourcing would become bigger and bigger. I saw another opportunity to make that leap over to the agency side, and have spent the last 9+ years here on the ad agency side of the business. My role is, I think, like most, constantly evolving. And yes, my title is EVP of Business Development, but I also wear account management hats. And as anyone in my office will tell you, I'm probably often changing the drinking water bottles at the Sparklet station. We all kind of wear different hats.
And you help clients through digital, social, video, and media. Can you describe to me what exactly the agency does and the part that it plays in the business?
Yeah, well, speaking to that multiple hats theme, right? We're a boutique agency. We do offer, as a boutique full service agency, we do sort of focus in on, like you said, digital, social, content, and of course, media, where you kind of pay to place everything. We actually play different roles for different folks. There are some partners that utilize our services, every one of our services, and agency of record status. Folks like Turtle Beach, for instance, it's one of our newer clients, where we currently serve as strategy, creative, and media agency of record. And then there are other folks like our friends up at Nintendo who utilize just our creative execution and strategy, where we're not doing any paid media placement. So it's an act of balancing that we get to do with all the different folks that we work with, and makes my job fun every day.
Right. And so what exactly does your day look like? So you walk into work, you open up your laptop. I don't know. What does it look like? Do you get some coffee? And then
I grab a coffee and then I cry at the hundreds of emails that I'm looking at. No, we have a lot of fun doing what we do. Today, it's different every day. Like I said, because we all wear so many different hats, you know, I may walk in and one day my sole purpose for the day is focusing on the next 18 months and laying out the roadmap for the types of clients and the type of work that we're looking to go after. And as the head of business development here at the agency, it's my job to work with my team to make sure that, you know, we are aligning our sort of not just our core capabilities and competencies, but also our likes. We never want to work on a product that we don't believe in or with a brand that we don't trust. So, you know, I get to spend a lot of time looking forward. And then there are other days where I am rolling up my sleeves and I'm in the trenches helping to bring products to market. And that goes all the way down to, you know, copywriting or whatever the day calls for.
Right. And you kind of talked about bringing your team to Covell Fuller. What was that transition like? Were you working prior and working with a group of people and then came over? Like, what was that?
Yeah, you know, personally, I had spent about 8.5 years or so at another agency here in Los Angeles and had the time of my life, and am forever thankful to those folks for giving me the opportunity to grow, not only as an individual, but really to build out a team. And when it came time for me to make the difficult decision to make the transition over to a new agency, each one of my team members came up to me and basically said, I'm coming with you. And it was at the time, you know, these folks didn't necessarily know what my plans were or where the road would take me, but they were all, we've been in the trenches together, and we've built the camaraderie that I think is pretty rare in this day and age. And to know that everyone had each other's back was pretty neat, a pretty awesome feeling. And it took some time for me to figure out what that next step was. And when I made that move a little over a year ago here to Covell Fuller, one by one, those team members started giving me a call asking when they could come on board. And, I hate to use the cliche term of getting the band back together, but we've been very fortunate enough to be able to get the band back together. And with the shorthand that the team and I have over the course of, you know, several years working together, we were able to sort of pick up where we left off. And, you know, with the new capabilities that Covell Fuller afforded us, namely a media department and being able to be a full service agency, has really opened a whole bunch of doors for us, and it's been a really fun year. I think I mentioned to you that we've been sprinting for the last year, and it's nice to be able to come up for some air and take some time to do chats like this.
Right. And how did you even know that this was a route worth taking, or a sort of career path worth taking? How did you figure that out and find this out and then decide to?
So I've always been, absolutely. I mean, I've always been a talker, and I've always been able to develop interpersonal skills with folks. And when I was in college, going into college, I thought I wanted to be a forensic psychologist, and then I thought I wanted to be a lawyer. And then a couple of years in, I realized, man, I should probably understand why I like to talk a lot. And I have this propensity to sell things. So that sort of led me to a communications degree, which pointed me in the fields of basically public relations and marketing. And my first job out of college was at a PR agency. And I was very fortunate enough to have that agency had a relationship with a video game publisher. And the rest is history. The publisher actually took me away from the agency, brought me in-house, moved me from PR to marketing, and spent a few years just sort of climbing the marketing food chain at different publishers and touched, like I said before, console and mobile products. And I had a firm understanding of sort of the retail sales cycle, the public relations cycles, and ultimately found my way into a business development role, and have been sort of taking that in stride since then.
And so while you were in school, there was this moment where you're like, what do I want to do? Psychology? Do I want to become a lawyer? It's kind of interesting because still, I think those skill sets end up playing themselves out in a business development role.
No, absolutely. There's a little bit of, a little bit of all of that can be applied to business development. It's definitely a lot of psychology is applied to the business development role because, like I said, just one of the things I get to do is I'm looking forward and looking at that 18 months ahead and trying to identify what types of partners, what types of brands we want to work with. I'm also balancing, the types of personalities we have in the building, what our core competencies are. And like I said before, what we actually want to work on. We like to, you're going to spend more time with the folks that you're working with as an agency person. You spend more time with folks you work with than you do oftentimes with your family and loved ones. So got to make sure you guys are all working towards the same goal. And if you're working on a product you don't believe in or a brand that you don't trust, it just makes coming to work and putting in those extra hours that much more difficult. So it's a little bit of the psychology involved there of making sure everyone's staying happy. And that goes both ways. That's both internally with the folks that I work with here in the agency, as well as, our client partners externally.
Right. And you kind of touched on this a little bit in terms of having that propensity to sell things, but also interpersonal communication. What has been your involvement with the Promax Games and the mentorship program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Promax Games board is something that I've chased for years. I think the marketing summit that has been on now for quite some time is an incredible opportunity to bring together leaders in the industry. And as an agency representative, I've made several attempts to join the board, and I was fortunate enough about 2 years ago to be voted in. And I currently serve as a member of the board of governors for Promax Games. I also head up the junior board, which is an announcement I hope that we'll have more information to share with folks soon. And like you said, I serve as a mentor to a fabulous young marketing executive over at Electronic Arts. And that process has been something that is relatively new, I think, to Promax Games specifically. We're still in our first year, and all indicators point towards it being a successful program, and look forward to seeing that grow in the future for sure.
What has been your sort of mentorship approach? What is that? I spoke with Tamara recently, Tamara Shaker from Electronic Arts, who's your mentee, and she talked about coming back from maternity leave and being a working mom, and you sort of helping to, create conversation that sort of, helps her grow in that role and in the office and outside the office. So what has been your approach to mentorship?
So Tamara and I have had an awesome time in the several months that we've been working together. And, unfortunately, we're in two different cities. So most of our communication is done over the phone and or over email. And we've made it a point in our very first meeting to establish a regular cadence of communication. So we get on the phone, For the most part, we try and get on the phone at least once a week or once every other week. And I mean, of course, schedules will dictate otherwise, but we always make up for it. And we come ready to chat. She usually sends me an agenda ahead of time. And really, we just get to know each other. At the end of the day, it's, again, building on those interpersonal skills. I think we've both taken a lot away from each other in this process. You know, her being a working mom and myself being married and have three children of my own, and sometimes maybe taking for granted on my own side of things what it is that my wife does as a working mom and what she has to juggle. So talking to Tamara and hearing what her struggles are has actually helped me to sort of reflect and understand, you know, learn to not take that for granted in my own personal life. So, and vice versa, she's able to ask me questions as a working dad, which gives her a little bit of perspective on her husband. And, you know, I just told you a little bit about what our process looks like, and none of it had to do with our professional careers. It was very much personal. You know, we get into the professional career side of things. You know, she has asked my opinion or my advice on how I might handle certain situations. And at the end of the day, you know, my job is to ask questions and be there as a sounding board for her, and not trying to dictate or guide her in a certain direction. She's already set down her path, and my job is to be there to support that however I can. And I think that building that interpersonal relationship is paramount, like I said, regardless of the role that you're in.
And how has mentorship played a role in your career? I mean, you were working with Vivendi years ago, went to THQ, Fox, you've had Midnight Oil, and now where you are now. I mean, what role has mentorship played throughout all of these years up to this point and even now?
You know, I look back at the different jobs I've held over time in the different companies, and I've worked in large matrix organizations like Fox, as you mentioned. I've worked in small boutique shops like where I work now here at Cobo Fuller. You know, we're about 35 employees strong. And mentorship has played varying roles. There's indirect mentorship where I've worked with or alongside folks who I might not necessarily have agreed with the approach that they've taken. And so I've maybe have learned from that, and you know, where they may have gone right in certain directions or in certain situations over the course of time. As I reflect back on those moments, I may choose to go left to take a different, you know, to take a different approach to hopefully net a different response. But quite specifically, there are a couple of folks in my professional career who have definitely given me the guidance and have been inspiring as mentors to me. Maybe not in a specific mentorship program, but people that I've worked for or worked alongside, and you know, they've showed me what it's like to be a marketer, what it's like to grow, like I said, those interpersonal skills with folks. And these guys are inspiring individuals, both of whom have gone on to start their own companies, and one of whom just recently sold a company.
Wow! And so, what thank you for sharing that. What are some of the qualities that, because you've had this illustrious career, I would say, sort of looking at your career path, and you know, very, very successful. And so what are some of those qualities that have helped you succeed or even help you succeed in your role now? You talked about the propensity to sell and sort of being interpersonal communication, but what are some of those maybe soft skills, maybe hard skills that sort of help you succeed in your role currently?
Yeah, definitely. You know, being able to genuinely look inward and reflect on not just who you are, but maybe the things that you say or how people might interpret the things that you say. And I guess that all comes back to communication. And, you know, I don't want to sound like an ad for a resume building site, but, you know, communication is key. Being able to whether it's writing concise emails or translating what a client says versus what they actually mean, and then being able to maybe articulate that back to your team, you know, things like that are critical. But it all really starts with understanding who you are. You know, I understand what I don't know, and I'm not afraid to ask questions. I try and foster that sort of mentality for anyone who works with me or around me. Is, you know, there's no such thing as a dumb question. And I'm not afraid to ask for help at times when I need it. And I try and encourage others to do the same. And I think that that's, you know, that is ultra critical to being successful in the workplace. Obviously, that seems like a layup with communication being critical.
Right.
But it is true. It does. Everything that I've done really comes back to, you know, being able to be a good communicator. You know, one personal rule that I subscribe to is smile. It's funny, in every review that I've ever had professionally, at some point or another, my colleagues or peers have often provided the feedback that he's always smiling. And, you know, it starts with a smile. You know, at the end of the day, there's so many more difficult jobs in the world, and there's so many people with hardships that you know, we'll never understand. Meanwhile, we are here trying to figure out how to market video games to an audience that's hungry to be marketed to. And, you know, our most difficult day doesn't even, you know, pales in comparison to some things that folks in maybe the medical field are dealing with every day. And
right.
I try to not take that for granted and just try and put a smile. I mean, we all have bad days, but, you know, I try and start every day off with a smile, try and end every day with a smile, and, you know, try and project a positive attitude out there, regardless of how stressed I might be on the inside.
I need to carry around a smile more often. Like, thank you. You'll implement that into my world.
Hey man, it takes more muscles to frown, or so I'm told.
That actually makes sense. And so what do you have any advice for someone who wants to do what you do right now?
Absolutely. I mean, business development is so nebulous. It's different in every instance, across every agency, across every company. And so, you know, I won't say that I'm lucky that I landed in the job that I'm in, because I do feel that I worked my butt off over the last, you know, 18 plus years and following school to get where I'm at. But, you know, to get where, you know, someone like myself has arrived at, or just to break into any industry at all, you know, it starts with passion. You know, be passionate for what you do. And that really applies anywhere. If you find something you love and you put a plan together for how you want to get there or how you want to be associated with that, it's a great start. And yes, the plan will probably change, but you got to have a starting point, right? It's, I guess we're the day after the Super Bowl. So, you know, you have a game plan going into the game. And if that game plan isn't working, then you shift along the way. But if that game plan works, you win. And I guess that's a subtle nod to the Eagles for their big Super Bowl win last night.
Right.
You know, but specifically in and around the video game industry, attend events, you know, shake hands, follow the trends, engage. You know, if you find yourself a niche and push to figure out how to exploit that. You know, if you've got a service, you can attend the Promax Games Marketing Summit and make sure people know what that service is or who you are. Get yourself onto panels, talk to people, just basically stay relevant. It's an ultra competitive industry when you think about just the entertainment industry in general. Everyone wants to break in. And, you know, I don't know if it's breaking in so much as it is just working hard. And there is a career path. And I mean, Tamara is a great example of that. She's had a plan and has a career path lined up. And in fact, one of the very first conversations her and I had together was to review her sort of 1 year, 5 year, and 10 year plans, as a marketing executive and where she sees herself 10 years from now. And, you know, whether or not, that plan aligns with the company she's working for currently. And if not, like what does a path look like to help her get to that 10-year goal? You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's no silver bullet for, you know, working in games. There's so many different opportunities. You just got to be passionate about it and don't give up.
You spoke about staying relevant, and, you know, you mentioned 18 years. How have the problems changed since you started in terms of your expertise in your field? Have the problems changed that you were solving early on, and what are the problems now, and how have you stayed current with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. In fact, this mentorship program has really shown me that a lot of the same challenges I faced 18 years ago as a marketing coordinator are still relevant today. They might be in a different form. They might fall under a different channel. Obviously, technology has advanced exponentially in the last 18 years, and the news cycle now being, it's not even a 24-hour news cycle. It feels like it's a 60-minute news cycle. Staying relevant is difficult, and for me, I'm fortunate enough to surround myself with a team of folks, and so we all kind of feed off of each other. There is not one single person in the building here that quote unquote, knows everything. But between all of us, we have a pretty good comprehension of everything that's going on. And that goes right back to that theme of communication. You know, my team and I meet, you know, pretty frequently to discuss things, whether it's an active project or, you know, over lunch, we might just be talking about the latest game, or one of the guys might be playing something and trying to get everyone else to play it. We talk about pop culture and just sort of, that's how we all sort of stay relevant, is through communication. And, you know, when we do finally get some free time, you know, we all do try to play games together. You know, a bunch of us will hop online and play a multiplayer game and chat, and we kind of leave work behind and just enjoy the medium that we're lucky enough to work in. And we do it as friends, which, you know, makes coming to work every day that much easier.
It's kind of crazy. You tell somebody that you play games sometimes for market research, and that's an actual role.
It is true. Try explaining that to your wife and three kids. That one goes over. You know, and there, I have three kids under the age of 7, and they, you know, in their eyes, I make video games for a living. I'm nowhere near the making of video games process, but it is something that we do just to stay relevant. And it is, you know, if there's a new gameplay mechanic, or as you see the advent of online games and as new multiplayer games and types of gameplay come out, it's fun to experience that with friends, because at the end of the day, if we are responsible for marketing that feature or those games to the you know, the public, we should probably have a pretty good understanding ourselves of what it's like. And, you know, it helps us to reflect on how that feature or that gameplay mechanic might have made us feel. And, you know, we try and extend that out into the marketing communications that we're building for folks.
Amazing. Well said. Jason, Covey, thank you for chatting with me today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Kane. It was a great chat. Happy to help.
Paige Alpiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. LaFern Cusack is executive producer of the Daily Brief podcast and senior producer at Promax BDA. Video helper provides the music. Digital producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and social media coordinator Kristen Craig contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A. Follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack, and follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. And you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and now on Spotify. Thanks for listening.